A budget battle in Washington as Republicans attempt to advance a spending plan to keep the government operating, and the attempt to bring two stranded American astronauts home from the International Space Station takes a disappointing turn. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Thursday, March 13, 2025. House Democrats urge their Senate counterparts to reject a Republican spending bill that would ultimately prevent the federal government from shutting down in less than 48 hours. The measure narrowly passed in the House on Tuesday, March 11th. Republicans need 60 supporters to get the bill to President Donald Trump's desk in time to prevent some parts of the government from shutting down. The government will shut down if Congress does not pass a continuing resolution by 11:59 p.m. Friday, March 14th. As a result, many non-essential federal workers will either be sent home or work with no pay. Essential services like national security, law enforcement, and air traffic control personnel will continue to operate. The potential shutdown may disrupt or halt certain government services. For instance, national parks, museums, and some federal offices may close, while others may operate with limited staffing. However, some Democrats have voiced concerns that supporting the bill would set a bad precedent by effectively telling House Republicans they can write government funding measures without Democratic input. Trump announced that U.S. officials would visit Russia to discuss a potential ceasefire deal with Ukraine. This comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to Russia's Kursk region, parts of which have been under Ukraine's control since an incursion last year. While in Kursk, Putin told troops on the front line that Moscow's goal is to completely liberate the region as soon as possible. Earlier this week, Ukraine agreed to a 30-day ceasefire plan proposed by the Trump administration. Now, Putin must decide whether Russia will accept the deal. A Kremlin spokesperson said Wednesday that the Russian leader is carefully studying the proposal, and a phone call between Putin and Trump is possible. Trump did not specify which of his administration officials he has sent to Moscow. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency announced plans for an aggressive rollback of environmental regulations nationwide, promising to put a dagger through the heart of climate change religion. On Wednesday, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said he plans to reconsider more than a dozen core EPA rules and regulations. This includes regulations concerning vehicle emission standards and pollution from power plants. He also pledged to review the findings that provide the scientific basis for addressing climate change. The rollbacks must first undergo a lengthy process that includes public comment. However, Zeldin said that if approved, these measures will eliminate trillions of dollars in regulatory costs and hidden taxes. He said the planned actions might reduce the cost of living for American families and lower prices for essential items like buying a car, heating homes, and running a business. The Trump administration now requires Canadian visitors staying in the U.S. for more than 30 days to register with the government. According to a new rule uploaded to the Federal Register on Wednesday, March 12th, those older than 14 must also apply for fingerprinting with the authorities. This tightens an existing law, which Canadians were generally exempt from. On his first day in office, Trump signed an executive order requiring all previously unregistered foreign nationals to comply with the law. Under the order, individuals who fail to comply will be treated as a civil and criminal enforcement priority. SpaceX delayed a flight to the International Space Station, which was aimed at returning two American astronauts who had been stranded there for 9 months. The spacecraft was set to take off Wednesday, March 12th, from Cape Canaveral, Florida, when managers scrubbed the launch after concerns or problems with the hydraulic system. The new crew of four will replace Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams on the ISS. The Falcon rocket liftoff might now take place Friday, March 14th, from the Kennedy Space Center. On Wednesday night, the countdown clock was already ticking as engineers assessed the hydraulics used to release one of the two arms clamping the rocket to its support structure. The structure must tilt back before liftoff. SpaceX then canceled the liftoff with less than an hour to go. Astronauts from the U.S., Japan, and Russia will replace Wilmore and Williams. The two American test pilots have been stuck on the space station since June 2024, after the Boeing Starliner experienced major breakdowns and had to return to Earth empty. SpaceX has assumed control of the return leg. A A trip that was supposed to last a week for Wilmore and Williams has turned into a month-to-month saga on how to get them home. As millions of Americans get ready to fill out their brackets, it's becoming common to play for fun at the office and bet to win big. March Madness is less than a week away, and if it's anything like last year, Americans will place more than $2.5 billion in bets on the tournament. Now federal lawmakers are seeking to protect Americans from becoming overly involved. That's why two members of Congress introduced the Safe Bet Act, a bill to regulate online sports betting, which they hope will save vulnerable Americans from addiction and financial turmoil.